Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning with.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. The songs the Gershwins wrote in 1937 were unequaled as a single year's output. The person who said that should know. He was Irving Berlin. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The Gershwins were writing songs, Berlin was writing songs, and hundreds of other songwriters were turning out work for Broadway and Hollywood musicals, swing bands, and singers. Nothing was more important than languid romantic ballads for someone like the young Frank Sinatra, or jive tunes for jitterbugging, performed by a close harmony group like the Andrew Sisters. Here are the two essential pop music sounds of 1937. Sinatra with that old feeling, and the Andrew Sisters with By Mere Bis Duchesne.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning. Then I knew the spark of love was still burning.
I rack my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere bis duchesne, please let me explain. By mere bis duchesne means you're grand. By mere bis duchesne, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say bella, bella, even seven derbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Before, but let me try to explain. By mere bis duchesne means that you're grand. By mere bis duchesne, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say bella, bella, even seven de ba. Each language only helps me tell you how.
Thank you. that you will understand.
Frank Sinatra with Sammy Fain and Lou Brown's That Old Feeling, and the Andrew Sisters with Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn's By Mere Bister Shane. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Berlin and the Gershwins go way back together. One of George's early jobs involved transcribing a song for Irving Berlin in early 1919. Berlin never did learn musical notation, but he used a musical secretary and had a superb ear. Gershwin did as he was asked and then played it back for Berlin with his usual flair. "I couldn't hear my own tune," Berlin said, "but it was brilliant." They talked about Gershwin's becoming Berlin's musical secretary, but that ended when Berlin said, "What the hell do you want to work for anybody else for? Work for yourself." This is that song, Benjamin Sears with Irving Berlin's Revolutionary Rag.
Where the Russian breezes blow, there's a piece of calico. Every thread dyed in red. You can see it on a pole or in Trotsky's buttonhole. Long-haired Russian foxes wave it from old soapboxes. That revolutionary rag, 'twas made across the sea by a tricky, slicky Bolsheviki run. With your little money bag, or else they'll steal it away, wheel it away as they go raving madly, waving that revolutionary rag. It's not a melody, it's a crimson flag. All the royalties across the sea shaking their BVDs when they see that revolutionary rag. Little Mary Antoinette was a lovely queen, you bet, till one day, sad to say, from her window she could see little Miss Democracy. Mary's brain was whirling when France began unfurling that revolutionary rag. 'Twas made across the sea by a tricky, slicky Bolsheviki run. With your little money bag, or else they'll steal it away, wheel it away as they go raving madly, waving that revolutionary rag. It's not a melody, it's a crimson flag. All the kings and queens in foreign scenes know that they've spilled the beans when they see that revolutionary rag.
Benjamin Sears, The Revolutionary Rag. 1937 wasn't one of Irving Berlin's great years. Like the Gershwins, he was working in Hollywood. Unlike George and Ira's work and that last year of their collaboration, most of his songs were tied to the Depression. Some were hits but fell short of becoming standards. The one Berlin song to survive has a Depression sensibility but could have been written any time. The Gershwins may have had their best year, but Berlin had nothing to apologize for. He wrote these two for the movie On the Avenue. Don Neely and his Royal Society Orchestra slumming on Park Avenue, and from the movie soundtrack, Alice Faye, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Thank you.
say, let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. We can hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Take me smelling where they're dwelling. We'll do the sniffing just like they always do. Let us go to it, they do it. Why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no thumbing on Park Avenue.
Neely and his Royal Society Jazz Orchestra slumming on Park Avenue, and Alice Faye, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. When George and Ira went to Hollywood in the mid-30s, they were under contract to RKO. Their first movie, Shall We Dance, is usually considered one of Fred and Ginger's most successful. What songs? For some reason, Ira at this point in his career was writing catalog songs, lists of associations to confirm a point of view. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with They All Laughed, and then a contemporary recording by the Harry Roy Orchestra, They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb, but people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me warning you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But oh, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughters busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me warning you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For oh, ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, 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 let's have the best laugh. Ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Till I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Ella Fitzgerald, they all laughed, and the Harry Roy Orchestra, they can't take that away from me. The Gershwins' second movie that year had Fred Astaire, but the formula of the Astaire-Rogers movies was just beginning to tire, and ticket sales had dropped. The RKO studio heads responded by pairing Fred with Joan Fontaine, who couldn't sing or dance. It's too bad, because George and Ira contributed some great songs to the movie. Ira's lyrics reflected the fact that the story takes place in England, but the song still possessed George's bouncy, jazz-inflected syncopations and Ira's slangy but tightly crafted wit. Ella Fitzgerald's Stiff Upper Lip and Fred Astaire, A Foggy Day.
What made good Queen Bess such a great success? What made Wellington do what he did at Waterloo? What makes every Englishman a fighter through and through? It isn't roast beef or ale or home or mother. It's just a little thing they sing to one another. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, carry on old fluff. Chin up, keep muddling through. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when the going's rough. Pip, pip to old man trouble and a toodle-oo-too. Carry on through thick and thin, if you feel you're in the right. Does the fighting spirit win? Quite, 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 quite. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when you're in a stew. Sober or blotto, this is your motto. Keep muddling through. Give him blow for blow. Make the blighter say, what's this? Allo, 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 allo. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when you're in the stew. Sober or blotto, this is your motto. Keep muddling through. Keep muddling through.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity, what to do, what to do, what to do. The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there. And through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
From the Gershwin score to Damsel in Distress, Ella Fitzgerald's Stiff Upper Lip, and Fred Astaire, A Foggy Day. The American economy had begun to improve, but then once FDR won a second term, things dipped downward again. Although 1937 was a tough year, it was also when Look magazine first appeared and Snow White opened during the Christmas season. It was also the year of the Hindenburg explosion, the disappearance of Amelia Earhart, and the opening of Stalin's purges as the Spanish Civil War and the Sino-Japanese War continued. It was a dark time, yet the Gershwins continued to write snappy love songs shaped by George's increasingly lyrical melodies and Ira's clever ways of restating the familiar material of romance. Here are two more ways to tell the same story. The first from Shall We Dance, the second from Damsel in Distress. Fred Astaire, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and Maxine Sullivan, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. 'Cause you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It's plain to see we two will never make one.
Something must be done.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we apart, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
You say laughter, and I say laughter. You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like Havana, and I like Havana. You eat banana, and I eat banana. Havana, Havana, banana, banana. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like oysters and I like oysters, I'll take oysters and give up oysters. No, we, no, we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Thank you. nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, would you tell me how?
Fred Astaire, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and Maxine Sullivan, Nice Work If You Can Get It. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Ira's lyrics aren't always about the Depression, but they're never very far away from it either. Nice Work If You Can Get It, for instance, and this one as well, from Damsel in Distress. It's a reflection of how someone feels at the moment, but the recognition that love life is improving also becomes an implied commentary on the times. Fred Astaire, Things Are Looking Up.
If I should suddenly start to sing, or stand on my head or anything, don't think that I've lost my senses. It's just that my happiness finally commences. The long, long ages of dull despair are turning into thin air, and it seems that suddenly I've become the happiest man alive. Things are looking up. I've been looking the landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams just because of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in,
Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
Fred Astaire, Things Are Looking Up. Even though George and Ira were writing extraordinary songs in 1937, and even though Irving Berlin wasn't writing at his very best, a lot of other songwriters were turning out wonderful songs. Howard Dietz, who wrote his best lyrics with composer Arthur Schwartz, said, "The best lyric writers are the ones who write the most singable words. They need not be the fancy words, but words you can lean on. A good lyric can put words to music and have it come out as though he'd put music to words." That's true of every song I've played today. It's also true of Dietz and Schwartz's 1937 standard, By Myself.
How the comedy ends. I'll have to deny myself love and laughter and friends. Gray clouds in the sky above have put a blot on my fun. I'll try to fly high above for a place in the sun. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself alone. The party's over, the game is ended, the dreams I dreamed went up in smoke. They didn't pan out as intended. I should know how to take a joke. Thank you. teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself.
Roy Madison, By Myself. Great songwriters were working on Broadway and in Hollywood. The circumstances were different. Songwriters in New York were treated with respect and admiration, in Hollywood with disdain. But the good songs proliferated. To write the best songs becomes even more impressive for the Gershwins when you recognize what Irving Berlin was comparing them to. Here's one example. Ella Fitzgerald with Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographed.
Ella Fitzgerald, My Funny Valentine. George and Ira Gershwin wrote their last song together in 1937 for a movie released the next year, Goldwyn Follies of 1938. It was a terrible movie, so bad that when it sank, it took its songs with it. It's a shame because it wasn't a terrible score. It had some good songs, one very good song, and one great song. A coda for a career and a collaboration that any songwriter would be happy to claim. From two different points in the story of a love affair, here are the very good song and the great song. Love Walked In and Love Is Here to Stay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. Oh, then and there I found a world completely new. When love walked in with you, nothing seemed to matter anymore. Didn't care what I was heading for. Time was standing still, no one counted till there came a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment to know that love said hello, though not a word was spoken. One look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at
From the original cast of the Goldwyn Follies, Kenny Baker with Love Walked In, and the Piccadilly Dance Orchestra, Love Is Here to Stay. After George died, Ira went on to collaborate with Kurt Vile, Harry Warren, Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, and Burton Lane, among others. Yet how fitting that the brothers wrote what Irving Berlin considered to be unequaled songs in 1937. And if Berlin didn't know, who would? Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.